Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about the marathon of life. And interestingly, a couple of years ago, I actually set myself the task of running a marathon myself. And I learned a lot about my own self, but also about how our thinking can either really, really help us or really disable us when it comes to challenging something as significant as a marathon. And life, like a marathon, is a journey. It's not a horse race. It's not a short amount of time. It's a long journey. A marathon, it roughly equates to 42,000 steps. And when you think about it, which you have a lot of time to do when you're running for 4 hours, no single one of those steps is more important than any of the others. And I think that's a really, really key thing I'll talk about a little bit later. And actually, I learn a lot from other people that have run marathons about human psychology in the process. So I've got a few tips this week for how we can learn to run the marathon of life. The first area to focus on, I think, is preparation. Anything that we deal with or face with in life, we're going to benefit from actually putting in some of the legwork beforehand and making sure we're adequately prepared. That can be setting a goal. That can be looking at the amount of time we have. That can be looking at our own strengths and our own abilities and looking at where we need to do some work to improve those. And it can also be about kind of gathering the resources together. What resources do I need for this journey? And lastly, the last important thing is to kind of continually work on our own psychological preparation. Whenever we face something that seems a little bit daunting, we have to be psychologically prepared for it. And sometimes that can even be making sure we're psychologically prepared to deal with the unknown, because unlike a normal marathon, the marathon of life has a lot of unknowns in it. My second tip is to break the journey up. One thing that marathon runners do all the time is to just focus on the next point, the next 100 meters or the next kilometer up the road, and break that massive task up into 100 smaller goals that have the benefit of shortening it, making it seem a lot more achievable. And when we achieve those goals, we feel good. And that allows us to actually feel motivated to keep going, to deal with the difficulties by breaking them up into tiny, tiny bite-sized pieces. My third tip is to look at the resources that we might actually need. And I talked about that before in relation to preparation, but we also have to do this while we're on this journey as well. Keep checking in with ourselves, checking in with our progress, thinking about where we are, thinking about what we're facing, thinking about how we're traveling, basically. And we may have to make some changes over time. We may have to alter our goals slightly to deal with something that we hadn't anticipated. It's really important to keep checking in with ourselves. And unlike a marathon, my last tip that I think we all need to do in life is to rest every now and again. It's vital to actually sit down, to replenish our resources, to actually take a breather, to congratulate ourselves on our accomplishments, and that allows us to face the next challenge that we've got to face as well. So take it one step at a time this week with Mind Games.